Blog Talk Radio.
KO on the track. For tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. I see there are more people joining the show right now. Thank you guys for tuning in again. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, when you call into the show, you can listen live or you could press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show to give your comments or opinions about today's episode. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, so let's look at our today's weather. All right, before we get into the show, we're looking at 74 degrees right now here in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 91 today. Low tonight 67. Tomorrow's going to be partly cloudy, 89. Friday, partly cloudy, 91. Saturday, sunshine, 93. And we'll get into thunderstorms and rain, possibly Sunday and Monday, and definitely rain on Tuesday. So we're starting to get a little ramp up going from the end of spring coming up into summer. And the temperatures are starting to rise. But, hey, we like it like that, right? And here in the ATL in Georgia, this is the place to be. A lot of people talk about Florida and being in the Florida sunshine and all this. But I tell you, Georgia, you know, you have to worry about hurricanes and all that stuff in Florida. But in Georgia, maybe a tornado once or twice, but that's about it, right? So we're in the best place, I think, as far as weather goes. All right, 74 degrees right now in the ATL. Now, today's word of the day is castigate. Castigate. It's C-A-S-T-I-G-A-T-E. Castigate is a verb, and it means to subject to severe punishment or criticism. To subject to severe punishment or criticism. Okay? That's castigate, today's word of the day. Now, this is also Contest Wednesday. This is where I give out, whenever I have a show, I do a word of the day. So if you guys listen to the show on a daily basis, you should be writing down this word of the day. And then on the following Wednesday at like 10:10 a.m., I will ask you guys for the word of the day. Now, if you have been listening, then you should have the word of the day. And I don't push it out no more than 1 week. And then if you call in and give me the correct word of the day for that day, you'll win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. Okay, while supplies last. And I'm going to do that right now. Okay? And I'm going to ask you guys, and you have until the end of the show to call in and give me the correct word. I need to know what word was on last Wednesday. What was last Wednesday's word of the day? Okay? And you have till the end of the show to call in and give me that word, and you'll win, again, a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. Okay? So the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, what else do I need to get into before I grab today's episode? All right. I wanted to also let you guys know that a lot of you guys know me personally, and I haven't been on the show for a few days. That's because I had a birthday on Monday, and I was out of town. I left Friday, and I was out of town, and I came back on Monday on my birthday, and I had a great time. The family took care of me. We really had fun. And, you know, I say, you know, the family took care of me, but you think about it, I took care of them, you know what I'm saying? But that's the way it is. That's why I go to work every day. to be able to take care of them. All right? Again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is entitled... Okay. Would you have booty reduction or breast enhancement surgery to satisfy your man? People, you hear that horn blowing in the background because boy, are sending me messages. Okay? People sending me messages. Anyway, okay. So would you have booty reductions or breast enhancement surgery to satisfy your man? So I wanted to kind of discuss the ins and outs of having butt reduction or breast enhancement surgery. And get this, guys, it's not only the women, you know, it's so publicized about women that it's not just women. Men have these cosmetic surgeries as well. Okay, and I heard a doctor say that he does men's surgery. Some men have breast reduction surgery. That means that, you know, some of these really, really fat guys that have, you know, like breasts, they want to have surgery to take that away. And that's what they'll do. Some men have, you know, lose so much weight and their skin sagging and things like that, and they have cosmetic surgery to take away some of that skin or tighten it up. So men have these surgeries as well, and men also have these you know, you hear about penis enhancement surgery, and you know, the doctor says there's nothing really you can do to and we're all adults here. Well, maybe not everyone, but there's nothing you can do to enhance length. Okay, the length of the penis is only width or girth, as they call it, that you can have enhanced as far as the penis goes. Okay, for men, but there are men who have this surgery, okay, or feel like they need to have this surgery. And then you go and you talk about the women. You know, when I think about the butt reduction or butt enhancement or breast reduction or breast enhancement surgeries, I think about some people like a Nicki Minaj or or a Kim Kardashian, even, or what's this girl, Little Kim, people like that, you know, famous people that have surgery. I don't know personally anyone that's had, well, I did know a lady that I used to work with that had breast enhancement surgery. And so, these women, you know, they're men. What happens is their men are so obsessed with breasts or butts that they push their women to a limit, and then they end up having these surgeries. But these surgeries are really, some of these surgeries are really, really, what do you call it? Like taking a chance. They're really, involved, and you could, and a lot of people have died on the operating table when having some type of cosmetic surgery. You know, I believe, isn't that the way that Kanye West's mom died? I think she had some kind of tummy tuck surgery or something, and there were complications, and she ended up dying from that. Excuse me. So you guys have to be very careful with that. If you are thinking about or planning to or have ever thought about having a, you know, some type of, you know, booty enhancement or breast enhancement or even breast reduction or, you know, booty reduction. You think some women think that their butts are too big. And I get it. I mean, there are you know, people out there who, you know, get so, who men or even their women put so much pressure on them to have the surgery done because that's what they want, that, you know, they push them to that and they end up getting it done, and then some people end up going to see people who aren't really certified or are certified but hadn't had much experience doing it, and it comes out you know, not good or really bad. So you have to be careful of that if you're thinking about having this surgery. Just really think about it, do your homework, and get with someone who's really, really, really reputable, whatever that word is, and, you know, have lots of experience with this and have had, you know, good reviews from other people who had this surgery done. So you have to be really careful of this, you know, and again, some women don't even have to have the pressure of a man to have this type of surgery done. Some women do it because their breasts are really too big. Okay. And when I say too big, you know, you've seen women with huge breasts. I mean, there's some women, you know, that you know, you can find online and stuff like that, the biggest breasts and all this stuff that's just gigantic, you know, enormous. And it causes them pain because it's a strain on their back and all this stuff. It causes physical pain. So some of these people have to have breast reduction surgery, you know. And then there are just women out there who just want to have bigger breasts, and they'll go and have this breast enhancement surgery and to have bigger breasts. And then, you know, you think about it, young people, you know, this doctor said that the youngest person that he's performed surgery on, he performed a breast reduction surgery on a 14-year-old. She was so, what do you call it? Maybe not paranoid, but maybe overwhelmed. She was so overwhelmed with her breasts that she wouldn't go on vacation and beach, and she wouldn't wear a bathing suit because her breasts were too large at 14, and they had she had a breast reduction surgery, and that really helped her with her self-esteem. So, you know, there are good things to having these surgeries, and there are not so good things to having these surgeries. So please, my reason for doing this show is to help you guys. If you or your mate or whatever thinking about having some type of breast reduction, breast enhancement, butt reduction, butt enhancement surgery, or even the penis enhancement surgery. You know, you have to get with a reputable surgeon who has lots of experience in this area and go to them. Don't go to these quack doctors and stuff like that who say they can, you know, take off, you know, 11 inches around your waist, you know, with these surgeries, because you never know what, you know, what's in store. So be careful with that if you are thinking about having these surgeries. But then there's, you know, some women who are just really, you know, have beautiful shapes. They have beautiful bodies, and you know, they may get it from their mom, and you know, and some people have beautiful bodies, and then there are some people who have these some women that have these big butts and don't want the big butts because they cause so much attention is brought to them. And it's, you know, I talked to one person and she said that her husband always touching her butt. You know, she can just walk into the kitchen or they could even be out in public and he's always touching her butt. And then, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, what's wrong with that? You're his woman, right? And you have a nice butt. I mean, it's not his fault. That's just the way we're wired. You know, God wired us that way. So sometimes, you know, if your man touching your butt or whatever, and he can't help it. That's just the way he's wired. I know, I wouldn't say my wife has one of the biggest, prettiest butts on the planet, but she's got one, and I'll touch it. I'll touch it sometimes in weird places. Not the butt. I mean, out in public or something, and she'll kind of give me a look that's not that good, right? But you know, that's just us ladies. That's just men. I mean, we, you know, sometimes men will see a woman who's walking down the beach or whatever, and I use the beach because I just came from the beach, but you see women walking down the beach and you're like, wow, wow, you know, and I know my wife listening to the show, but you say, wow. And, you know, a lot of times guys are thinking not about being with that woman or whatever, but they may want to touch it. Not in a way that, you know, you're trying to cause any problems, but that's just the way we're wired. That's just the way we're wired. So don't blame your man. Don't get so upset with your man about touching your butt because he can't help it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. To be honest with you guys, I'd say that God gave you that body. He gave you the breasts. He gave you the butt. He gave men the you know, the heavy set men. He helped them get lose weight. Gave them, you know, breast hanging. You know, this is sometimes you have to leave this stuff alone. And plus, it's very, very expensive. And even if you have insurance on your job or whatever, most insurance companies don't pay for cosmetic surgery. Okay, you have to come out of pocket yourself for these surgeries. And they're very expensive. So, you know, I mean, if you have the money and that's what you want to do with your money, hey, who can tell you how to spend your money? Okay? But if it's going to be a very, if it's going to be a risky situation and, you know, the doctor saying that, you know, I never done this before, but we're going to try to do this and that and this and that, I wouldn't go through with it. Okay? I wouldn't go through with it. So, to be honest with you guys, that's something I wouldn't do. I mean, as a man, and for me, I think if I do, if I exercise and eat right, sorta, that, you know, you can have the body that you want if you work at it. Okay? And that's just about anything. You can do anything well, or you can have anything that you want pretty much if you work at it or work for it. And that's all it takes. But it's so hard for, and as you get older, like me, as you get older, you know, the exercise and things like that, you know, exercise regimens or even just, you know, your metabolism slows down the older you get. So you have to do things to speed up your metabolism. And if you do brisk walks and maybe, or even maybe you walk briskly on the treadmill, or even you run a jog on the treadmill, that will speed up your metabolism, it speeds up your heart rate and your heart pumps blood faster, things like that, you know, then you'll get that body that you want. Okay? You'll get that body that you want. I don't have the body that I want, but I'm not, you know, completely unsatisfied with the body that I have. I realize that it's my fault. Okay, I'm not doing the work that I used to do. You know, I don't play basketball 2 or 3 times a week like I used to do when I was younger. That's what kept the weight off of me. That's what kept me with a flat stomach. Me running up and down the basketball court. But when it's, as soon as I hung up the sneakers, as soon as I, you know, sort of retire from that, you know, things have gone downhill, and not completely downhill. It's not like I'm beyond repair. I'm not, but I need to get started and do something to help, because I'm getting older and older and older and older, and everyone is. And these young folks think that they're gonna have these bodies for the rest of their lives. But that's not true. The man upstairs have a different plan for you. Now, some people can't gain weight. Some people are going to be skinny all their lives. Some people are going to be heavy all their lives. Okay? And some people are going to keep a nice, shapely body all their lives. And they don't have to work hard at it. Okay? But that's just what God gave them. And he didn't give everyone the same thing. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I have a couple of more minutes left in the show. But no one called in with the word of the day, so we'll push on till next week. But remember, guys, remember to get into the show early, so that you can catch the word of the day write it down, and then on next Wednesday at 10:10 a.m., I will be asking you for the word of the day. And all you have to do is go back and look at your notes, because you have the entire show to call in. Go back and look at your notes and find that word of the day and call me and say, Frank, I got it. And you'll win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt. Nice shirts. And a Frank Williams Show armband. So you guys spread the word about the show. And, you know, have your friends to call in. And I'd like for you guys to start sending. I know there are a few people that send me show ideas. But I'd like to talk about something that you'd like to talk about. So you guys send me some show notes or some show ideas, and I will get into them, and we'll talk about it. Something that you guys want to talk about, okay? So and again, remember, you know, I'm not the sharpest fork knife in the drawer, okay? I know a little about a lot, and I know a lot about a little. Y'all get me? So anyway, you know, that's the show for today, guys. Take care of yourselves, and, you know, keep your head up, and take care of your families, okay? Take care of yourselves, guys. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you. Come on. Uncle Ricky, can you read us a bedtime story?
Uncle Ricky,
come on,
could you read us a bedtime story, please?
All right, you kids get to bed. I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in?
Yeah.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kiddie thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who we saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock, 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 knock,
Nation.